presented by Vintage Guitar Magazine with your host, me, James Patrick Regan, otherwise known as Jimmy from the Deadlies. And today I'm speaking with Jake Lawson from the duo Jake and Shelby. In our conversation, Jake starts by describing his guitars and amps, some of which belong to Jake's grandfather and father, and the gear he used on the duo's new album, Learning to Love. Jake discusses how the duo met at his dad's music school and began writing songs, and how they've achieved success on the socials and how that buzz has helped them grow. Jake tells us about his musical family, his father a producer who runs a music school, and his mother a singer. Jake talks about a tour they did recently and the limited amount of shows they've done so far. Jake describes how he wasn't interested in music early on and how a Johnny Lang concert kicked in his love of music. To find out more about Jake, you can go to his website, jakeandshelby.com. That's JAKEANDSHELBY.com. Please subscribe, like, comment, share, and most of all, review this podcast. I'd really appreciate it. And please support Vintage Guitar Magazine and all the wonderful things they do for us guitar players, because they do so many wonderful things for us guitar players. Here's my buddy Jake. Hey, Jake, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Are those some of your guitars behind you right there?
These are. Yeah, I'm in my room right now.
Oh, right on. And
yeah.
So tell me about the Telecaster.
Oh, yeah, dude. I got that. Actually, that one has a cool story. I got it in Paris, France.
Did you really?
Yeah, my family, like the one time, I've only been to Europe once. And we went, and it was kind of funny. We were like, me and Shelby were making videos at the time and like posting on like our individual accounts. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to do that a lot. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to post like travel videos. And we had like a team helping us with our social media. Sure. At the time. And I was like, okay, so I don't need to bring a guitar. I'll be okay. And then like while I was there, they're like, so are you not going to keep posting guitar stuff?
Oh, wow.
I didn't bring one. And so, I was like, well, I could find a guitar here, and it could be a fun memory of the trip. Sure. So Paris has like this little like guitar district.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's like just a row of like a bunch of guitar stores. Sure. So me and my dad went out and we just like kind of walked through like all these different guitar stores. It was really fun. And yeah, I found that one. It's actually a parts caster.
Sure.
And it has a 1969 neck on it, which is a little cool vintage thing.
Yeah.
And then, funnily enough, I'm in Nashville, and it has an NJT body, which is a guy who builds bodies out here in Nashville.
Okay.
So it's like, and then it also has French hand-wound pickups in it, which is really cool too.
Wow, excellent.
So, I don't know. It's kind of like it's from France where I got it, and it's also from Nashville where I live, and then I brought it back here. So
excellent. I don't know. And then, is that a Gretsch next to it?
That this one is a True Tone.
Oh, True.
So. I got this off Facebook Marketplace.
Uh-huh.
I actually turned it into like a rubber bridge.
Oh, wow. Right on.
Yeah. Yeah. That sound is like so cool. And I like wanted it for a while. And I was like, I can just do this myself. So
yeah.
Yeah. I got on Facebook for like $200.
And what's the crazy one next to it?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. This thing, that is a guitar that my grandfather built.
Wow.
Yeah, so he, I never even met him. He passed away before I was born. But okay. So I'm like a third generation guitar player because my grandfather played guitar and then my dad had played guitar.
Uh-huh.
And then I played guitar. But yeah, so that thing, he built the body in wood shop when he was in high school. So I don't even know when that's from, like probably like in the 50s. And then, yeah. And then the neck, he actually like got Leo Fender's phone number.
Wow.
And like called him and like got it from him like at the factory. So like it's a Fender Strat neck. It doesn't even have like the Fender logo like on the headstock though, but it's like dated. My dad said last he looked at it, he remembered it saying like it was a 61.
Okay. Neck. Wow.
So yeah, that thing's really fun. We use that a lot on our record.
Really? Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's just like so. It has some like Sears catalog pickups from like back in the day too, and
sure.
Like I don't know. It sounds like it's its own thing.
Oh obviously. Yeah, of course.
Like, yeah, I love that. That guitar's really fun.
And then that last one is a ES335.
Yeah, that's just a 335. I got that. That's like probably the most recent guitar I own, but
uh-huh.
A 67 ES335.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found it on Facebook Marketplace, funnily enough.
Oh, really?
Too. I love Facebook Marketplace.
Well, in Nashville, but, Facebook Marketplace might be a little different than it is where I am.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to, yeah, it's, there's a lot of random things too, but I saw that one and it was just like so, I don't know, it has a really unique red, I feel like.
Sure. Yeah. It's one. Very cherry.
Yeah. And, yeah, I was like, I just got to go play it. And it was at a good price because it's like, it's been modified. Like, it has the stop tail piece instead of, like, yeah.
Yeah, the Bigsby.
Yeah, and then it has, like, it had a headstock crack at one point.
Okay.
And, like, different tuners and stuff. And I think it has, like, a 70s bridge pickup.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that thing. It's really fun.
Yeah, of course, of course. On the record, you're playing mostly acoustic?
I mean, I did all the electric work and all the acoustic work.
Yeah, but it's mostly acoustic as I listen. And what kind of acoustics were you using for the recording?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was using that Martin up there.
Oh, I can't see the Martin, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. So we have it was my dad's Martin.
Oh, okay, I see the Martin.
That guy. Yeah, it's like it's one of my dad's guitars. It's a 88 J40. Yes, J40 Martin J40. And we use that a lot. We used. Also have this limited edition like 1992 Takamine.
Okay.
Use that a lot. It has like a really boxy sound. Sure. And like, I don't know, it does this cool thing. Yeah. Let's see, what else do we use? Our producer Micah Talks that we were working with, he has a few acoustics that I was using as well. Like, he had a Guild that sounds really good.
Yeah.
He also has this really cool classical guitar, and he'll put like contact mics like on the headstock and like on the body.
Oh wow.
We were like messing with that, and thanks.
Yeah. It's very unique sounds. The guitar sounds are very unique and they're all not only unique but I mean they're stellar. Like, they just stand out.
Oh. Thank you, man. Yeah. Thank you.
Like, some of them just sound like almost like raindrops. Oh. I don't know if that's true. Maybe that's not a compliment, but I mean, it sounds beautiful, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and so as long as we're going through this, so then you have a Mustang or some sort of bass right there.
Yeah, I got that. I got that in case Shelby wanted to start playing bass. I was like, this would work because she won't have to be like stretching out super far trying to play.
Yeah.
And then I also have this baritone that I made. I just like, you know, like guitar players like Joey Landreth and like Ariel Posen, how they do like they like play baritone tuning, but they don't actually have like a baritone scale length guitar.
Yep.
I did that thing to that. It was just like some guitar my dad got from a friend for like $50. It's like some random brand. So I just like threw on some giant strings, and my friend, he had like some extra Seymour Duncan, like mini humbucker pickups.
Yep.
Just like put those in, and it sounds really cool. We use that a lot on the record too.
Okay, all right. And what's that amp sitting down there?
Okay, I got like three. That's the Panoverb, the new Fender Panoverb.
Okay, I've never even heard of that.
Oh, you should check that out. It's really cool. And then there we go.
Yep.
It's a 1952 Deluxe Fender Deluxe.
Yeah, Tweed Deluxe.
Yeah. So me and my dad, I mean, that's my grandfather's. Had that. I think my grandfather probably bought that, probably new, honestly, because my dad had it before he was born.
Oh, wow.
It's always been in his life. So
yep.
That's a really special amp.
Sure.
We'll have that one for sure. And then this is my newest collection. It's a Nashless DC-30.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just love that thing. My guitar teacher, Adam Fleur, he has one, and like he would let me play it sometimes, and I was like, that's like the nice, like just such a nice sounding amp. And so whenever I saw that at Carter's, and I was like, I may have to go get that. So I just like went and played it. I was like, yeah, it's my teaching, so I was like, I just got to do it.
How often do you go to Carter's or Grun's or any of the
I don't go like a lot, honestly. I'm like 30 minutes from downtown Nashville, which isn't like far, but I mean, I don't know. It depends. Like, if I'm looking for a guitar, I'll go every once in a while just to like play what they have and kind of like see like just kind of what's out there. But
yeah,
I don't know. Probably like, I would say probably like 12 times in a year, maybe. Like, I don't go a lot.
Sure. Okay. That's fair. And so take me through, like, how did you meet Shelby? How did this all get started?
Yeah. So we met at a school of music here in Hendersonville.
Okay.
And my dad actually runs the school of music. So I kind of got into music because he teaches. And so he was actually teaching Shelby at the time. And the school also had like little bands that you could join.
Yeah, of course. And
yeah, so we were in like some cover bands together.
Okay. And
yeah, so that's where we got to like know each other musically, at least, because we were obviously like getting to learn songs together and play them. But then I wanted to do like some songwriting. I hadn't really started songwriting until like, I guess, the past few years.
Yep.
And being in this duo with Shelby. And he was like, well, Shelby is a great songwriter, so you should try writing with her. So we started writing. And then it kind of took off from there. And yeah, we became a duo in March of 2022.
Okay. And then, and so you had your written songs before that, or you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we were writing songs for like a year before that together.
Okay.
And we were doing that pretty consistently. And it kind of just like naturally turned into like us becoming like a duo and just being like, okay, yeah, let's try to make this a career and do this thing for real.
Yeah. And are you guys playing around Nashville?
I think we're working on getting a show around the album coming out, but right now we haven't really been playing Nashville like that often. We kind of like don't play it like over and over again, I guess.
Yeah, of course. But, makes sense.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I mean, you guys definitely have buzz. Did you get hooked? How did you get hooked up with management and all agents and the whole thing?
Yeah. So actually over like COVID and like the lockdown and everything, my dad wanted to start a like music label for the school, because he kind of had like, he had like worked with a lot of students and gotten them signed to record labels. He would kind of just like see the record label like not do like good things with the artists, like not like bad things, but it was just like, he was like, oh man, like I saw all the potential in this artist and they kind of missed it.
Yeah.
And so like, I want to like try to provide that. So he started a label over COVID, and he was like, well, you guys are a perfect guinea pig for me to like try this. And I was like, okay, like, I'm very thankful for that. And it's definitely nice to have someone who you know is like on your side, like from a management side and like a label side. And then, but then recently we've signed a joint venture with Empire out of LA.
Okay.
You may have heard of them. So they're like a really big hitting power, which is great.
Of course. And so you say you're not playing shows in Nashville, or not that many. Are you playing outside of Nashville? Are you guys playing shows?
Yeah, we're trying to more. Yeah, we honestly, like, we haven't done a lot of shows because we've like started on the social media thing.
Uh-huh.
And like,
okay.
That's what really like took off for us.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so different from like where I would have like imagined it going when it'd be like before I started.
Yeah, and, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it's been an interesting journey to like start there, and like now we're trying to like build up the live show thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But like live shows is definitely like my favorite thing to do.
Of course.
It's so good. Like, it's so much better to like actually get to be there, and like the live music thing is just like what it's about, you know? So yeah, I mean, we're really excited to start playing this record out more, because so far we've only released our EP.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't have like a lot of like original content, I guess, that people like already know that they can come like listen to. So I'm excited to like have this record out and get to like play shows and like really like go down the record. And
oh yeah, 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 of course. So when you're talking about doing socials, is it strictly TikTok, or are you doing Instagram or YouTube, or is it everything?
Yeah, we do. So we post on Instagram and TikTok.
Okay.
And then we also do YouTube. We usually just put like long form stuff on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
We do use YouTube Shorts too, but our like most like up to date stuff is TikTok and Instagram. And then I think it also just like whenever you post on Instagram, it can like automatically go to Facebook. So we just have to.
Yeah.
Very
cool. And are you playing a different guitar every time? Like, how do you keep it interesting for yourself?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, a lot of times, usually I'm playing like my Takamine,
because
that one's just kind of like, I feel like it's just like very easy, and it's a nice, a lot of times we video outside.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, it's a good guitar to take outside.
Sure.
But I don't know. A lot of times I'll do, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I switch it up. Yeah. I also play in a lot of alternate tunings. So, okay. like, usually I keep my Takamine in E-flat standard. And then I have the Martin J40 in open C.
Oh, wow.
So I have it, like, down and, like, in an open tuning. So that one works because it's just, like, open C is the lowest we go. And then I'll just, like, capo if I have any other songs in open tuning.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so open C, is it, like, C... so it'd be C, G, yeah.
C.
So yeah, basically,
C, G, C,
like
G, C.
Like an E chord, but down, like down yeah. two steps.
One a third. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Down a major third, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it works on that guitar. Cause that one's just like, it's already like a big guitar.
Sure.
And I have 13s on it. It holds together nicely, which is...
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's yeah, and it's Martin, so the scale is like whatever, you know. It's a long scale, so it'll yeah. it'll work. Mm-hmm. Who are your guitar players? Like, who are you listening to?
Yeah, I mean, whenever I first got into guitar, well, first of all, like as a kid, I like was not interested in music, and like my parents did it, and I was just like, okay, that's just a thing my parents do, and like I don't really care about it. But then whenever we went to a Johnny Lang concert
oh, wow.
with my parents, and that was when I was like 13, and it just like really like inspired me for some reason. Like it just totally flipped a switch. Like, yeah. Like when I was a kid, they would try to put me in lessons. Cause obviously my dad was like, had like a music school, and he's like, hey, you should
exactly.
just like, this is going to be something you're thankful for that you learned later. And like, I would just be like, I would like got to the point where I just was like crying, like going into it. Cause I was like, I don't care. Like, I don't want to do this, but then I enjoyed it after, yeah. after seeing Johnny Lang.
Oh, of course.
He changed me.
Yeah. Have you met Johnny Lang?
Yeah. Yeah, I have. I haven't seen, I want to like see him again. I feel like he hasn't done anything in a really long time, at least here in Nashville. But yeah, pretty much anytime he's in Nashville, we try to go see him when he plays.
Okay. Anybody else outside of Johnny Lang?
Yeah, definitely, like, next inspiration after that was, like, John Mayer, for okay. sure.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, John Mayer is just so good. Also, like, Joey Landreth is a big inspiration to me.
Sure.
Of yeah. his, like, I've gotten into slide. I'm not, like, great at it, but I don't have to, like, use that muscle a lot, but I love getting to do it. Who else? I mean, I kind of, like... started a lot in that blues area though with like uh-huh. Johnny Lang, and then like went into like Steve Ray Vaughan,
oh, of course,
and like, Burt King, and like all those guys, and BB King, all the Kings, yeah. Freddie King,
yeah,
I love some King, yeah, and like T-Bone Walker, mm-hmm. like me, and yeah, I kind of got like taught all those like classic things, and
sure,
that's I feel like that's like my home base, like that always just like getting to play good old blues feels so it's just always fun.
So you mentioned your dad being, he's musical, but is your mom musical as well?
Yeah. So she's a singer, and she and my dad, my mom actually sang, and my dad like wrote songs for her, and they like played music together, and he like produced her records.
Oh, wow.
And like she went on like 2 European tours. Like she actually like was doing oh, wow. it for, but yeah, if you just look up Heather Lawson, you can hear it. It's like some Americana rock. It's actually really good.
Yeah, cool. Very cool.
They on her records, this is another one of my favorite guitar players. They had Jack Pearson play mm-hmm. on some of her, a lot of her songs. And I only got to see him once. He played at Third and Lindsley here in Nashville.
Sure.
And seeing him, that was really inspirational because like his guitar playing is just like so different and like really special. I don't know. It was cool to see him. And he was one of the first guys I saw who was like a really good slide player.
Mm-hmm.
And so like that kind of got me into the slide world and like led me to Joey Landreth and guys like that.
Have you guys had to do a lot of radio stuff, like radio?
We haven't yet. Not at all, honestly.
Wow.
I'm kind of like, I'm ready though. I mean, I feel like that would be fun to like get to do like a little, just some radio things. But yeah, we haven't, like as of now, it's just really been like a lot of social media stuff.
Yeah.
And then like a lot of, we've been starting to do a lot more like interviews like this around mm-hmm. like album coming out.
Yeah.
And like we did our first like wrote like big tour, like opening for an artist this summer. We were out for like 7 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And like before that we had like only done like maybe like 4 show, like little tours with some artists like hopping on for like a little bit. And so like, yeah, we, I don't know. We're kind of like just now diving into it. And yeah.
So what'd you use on that tour?
I used that Panoverb for electric guitar. I took that thing out. It's a new Fender, like Jack White signature amp.
Okay.
And it's cool. It has a 15 inch speaker in it and a 10 inch speaker in it.
Oh, wow.
So it's got like these like really low lows, and then it just has that 10 inch speaker to provide like kind of the presence of the guitar. And then I didn't tell you about this one. I have this, like, I'll grab it for you. I have this old, it's like a West Tone.
Oh yeah.
I've never heard of them, but it's just like some Japanese brand.
Yeah. And yep. Yep.
This first hollow body guitar I ever got.
Sort of like, I've been like wanting a 330-ish, but with, with those toaster pickups.
Yeah. So this thing, yeah, and this is what I took. It works great. It has like a really bassy neck pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's just like, I don't know, it works really well for me and Shelby, because when we go out live, or at least on this tour, it was just the two of us.
Yeah.
And so like when I'm playing electric, it's nice to just have something that like takes up as much bass as possible.
Oh, yeah.
So go ahead.
Sorry. So like, how loud is it on stage? Do you keep it pretty quiet for Shelby?
On this tour, we actually ran in-ears. We had never done that before.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
a lot of new things.
I don't even know how loud I honestly had it. I would usually put the amp at like 4.
Okay.
Which it, I mean, like, it was loud. Our sound guy was like, usually I think it was honestly like carrying a lot of the sound, because we weren't playing like massive rooms. Usually, like, I would say they're on average, there were probably about like 200 something people in the crowd.
Okay. And who were you supporting?
We were supporting an artist named Steven Stanley.
Okay.
He actually does like way different music than us, but like, we have the same booking agent.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, hey, this guy's playing a tour. And we're like, okay, let's do it.
And, you made your $150 a night, and you split
it. Oh, yeah.
And then it paid for the van.
No, honestly. No, Steven was like so super generous and very kind to us. Like he let us ride on the bus with him.
Oh, cool.
Like it was like the easiest tour I think we're ever going to experience. Cause like we only had to play 30 minutes a night, and we got to like ride on his bus. Like we had like basically like nothing to worry about. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. Right on. So you mentioned your dad a few times. Who is your dad produced besides, I mean, he runs the school of music, but has he produced other people besides your mom? And
yeah, I mean, honestly, he has, but I don't know if I even know. Not like anyone like large. Nope. I think probably mainly he's worked with my mom. He did stuff with my mom, and probably just like friends and stuff.
Okay.
I mean, if there is anyone else, I don't know. I should probably know that, but
yeah.
He did our first original song with us. You and me, we did that with him.
Okay.
And then also like our EP, we have an EP out called Just Us, and it's just, but that one's not really like, I mean, it is definitely production, but like we did just one acoustic guitar and the two of us. Yeah.
So if people want to find you, where do they go?
Yeah. You can find us basically anywhere. If you just look up Jake and Shelby.
Okay.
Or Jake and Shelby Official. You can find us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, all the streaming platforms.
Yeah.
What
about for tour dates? Like, do you guys have an actual website?
Yes, we do.
Do you need one?
We got one. We have a website. It's just jakeandshelby.com.
Okay. Excellent. And, is it A-N-D or
mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's in the website, it's A-N-D, but usually a lot of times we use like the ampersand or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Right. Fancy ants.
Well, it's been wonderful talking to you, Jake. I appreciate your time.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's my pleasure. Bye-bye.
All right, see you,
okay, bye-bye. Thanks for listening to Have Guitar, Will Travel. You can catch up on all the things I'm doing at thedeadlies.com. And I'm on all the social media platforms as well. And please support Vintage Guitar and all the wonderful things they do, because they do many, many wonderful things for us guitar players. Thanks. Please subscribe. Please tell a friend. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye, guys.